A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 21 to 24. Jesus rejoices. At that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then, turning to the disciples, Jesus said to them privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, in the Isaiah reading, we have that wonderful poem, Longing for the Prince of Peace. It was written in the 8th century BC when Israel was in a state of war. The siege of the Assyrians was long and protracted and cruel, and the people were longing for peace that would bring all living beings together to live in harmony, just as so many in our world today are longing in a similar way. But even if we had peace, would we really put our children in with the snakes? I'm not sure that we would. Then in Luke, we find Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and he's rejoicing. He's happy. He sent the 70 disciples off to go preaching, and they come back excited that they've done something, that they've done it well, that Satan was toppled, that they drove out evil spirits. And this rejoicing of Jesus must be similar to that rejoicing of a parent when their children come home from school with a drawing or with a certificate to say they can do up their shoelaces or something like that, or they've won a prize in the cross-country race. All of these things are matter for rejoicing, and Jesus rejoices that his disciples sent out after much coaching and instruction on Jesus' part, they come back and find that something they did was good. And the other interesting thing about this prayer, rejoicing prayer of Jesus, is that right in the first sentence there, something unique happens. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and praised to God the Father. It's a Trinitarian prayer, that joy is a quality of the Holy Spirit. And the prayer focuses on small people, little people, ordinary people, understanding something of the power of God and the need of people and the problem of evil, that often the wise and the intelligent don't seem to see, in spite of all their learning. There's a good old story, you know, about a Jewish farmer who had two sons. He had heaps of work to be done on his farm, and so he made a list of all the things for the two boys to do while he went off to town one day. And when he came home, nothing had been done. So he called out, "Daniel, Daniel, what did you do?" And Daniel said, "Nothing, Father." And then he called out to the second son, "Benjamin, Benji, what did you do today?" "I helped my brother," was the reply. And sometimes we become frightened to do the little bit we can in the face of injustice or poverty or discriminatory policies that go on round about us. The wisdom of simplicity sees the suffering of small people and taking small steps to address these problems brings its own vision and its own reward. For the Christian who prays often and meditates often on the life of Jesus, the next step is that call, that drawing forth to go out and drive out the demons from around about our area. And it's only if we all get involved in that, that we will reach that stage of peace that Isaiah was looking towards so long ago. Only then we'll all be able to lie down and rest together, and only then will we be able to graze the cow and the bear with their young lying down together, and the lion eating straw like the ox. These things are possible, but they become possible only by small steps rather than by legislation or big summit talks at the international level. The wisdom of simplicity is something to be esteemed. Sometimes it's possible to be so clever that you can't see the wood for the trees. There's so many reports or remits that you can't focus on what the real problem is. Knowing Christ requires this heavenly wisdom, and only when we know Christ can we then enjoy the rejoicing in the Spirit that comes from God and Jesus Christ.